All right, Steeler fans, well, welcome to the first episode of Steelers Daily. I'm your host, Eddie Provident. With me is our editor-in-chief and knower of all things Pittsburgh Steelers for DK Pittsburgh Sports, Dale Lawley. Dale, how's it going today, man?
It's great. We're back in training camp.
Good to be back. Yeah.
Every time that happens, I'm a happy guy. I'm not as happy as I would be if we were in Latrobe right now, but I'll have to make do.
Right. Well, wasn't a whole lot going on today to talk about, but we did get to see some new faces. Probably most important to the team was Najee Harris.
Yeah, two new faces who we got to see, who we didn't get to see at the OTAs or minicamp. You had Trey Turner joining the team, and his former teammate with the Chargers, Melvin Ingram, joined the team as well. This was the first chance that we got a chance to see those guys, but not only us, some of the Steelers for the first time to see them as well since they joined the team. And Melvin Ingram wearing the number 8. That hasn't been done before. We haven't gotten to see a defensive player in 8, let alone an edge rusher wearing the number 8.
Yeah, and one of the other things, was talking about new players and rookies and everything, we got to see a little bit of Kendrick Green today too on the line. We heard him calling out some plays and stuff like that. What'd you see from him? Anything of importance? Anything to kind of take home on day one?
It's a big first step for him that they opened training camp. Mike Tomlin tried to kind of lay it off a little bit, like it wasn't that big of a deal. It's a big deal. They don't typically have the guys who open training camp as the starters, especially if they're a young guy. They don't get pushed out of the lineup all that often. They have to really fall flat on their face. So I think you're looking at Kendrick Green as being your starting center this year, which is what the Steelers should want in this situation. There's no doubt about that because they drafted him in the 3rd round. I love the kid coming out of Illinois. He's mobile. We got to see a little bit of that today. I can't tell you too much about it. This was not an open practice. Let's just say that he can run.
And even Coach Tomlin said as much in his post-practice presser today. We'll play a little role of that.
Again, a one-day sample. I mean, you know, we can write a story if we want. But we thought it was important, man, those guys that we're trying to get starts in the Hall of Fame game to get as much work as we can. There's no indication of where they are in terms of their career. You can label him a starter if you choose. He is. He's a starter for the Hall of Fame game, if that means anything.
All right, sticking with the offense, another big-name rookie that we got to see for the first time, Najee Harris, somebody who was honestly a lot of fun pre-practice. I saw him doing handstands and backflips and everything like that. He's just he's a ball of energy. He's a very emotional player in a good way. What do you think of what you've seen from Najee today?
I mean, it was more of a carryover from what I'd seen in OTAs and minicamp. Today he didn't. I think he realized today that we weren't boosters. The media was actually there. I didn't throw any dollar bills or anything at him. For those of you who heard that clip of our little back and forth earlier in OTAs, you'll understand what I'm talking about there. But he's a stud. He is an obvious upgrade over what they had in James Conner. He's going to be a bell cow. Looks great. I can't wait to see him actually in pads to see what he looks like. I've seen him a lot in shorts. They'll get to put the pads on over the weekend here, a couple of days of heat acclimation, and then they'll throw the pads on and really get a chance to see what these guys look like.
The most notable thing for me, or noticeable, I should say, is his footwork. And we've seen it in mini camp, we've seen it in OTAs, and we got to see it again today during some of their running back drills. His footwork is amazing. I mean, it's some of the best that I've seen for a Steelers running back in a long while. Lev Bell was that patient running back, but Najee Harris is that explosive, first step and get at the hole and do it quickly kind of running back.
Yeah, and he's got some shiftiness to him that you wouldn't think you'd see in a 230-pound back. And you see some of that. Eddie Faulkner, the running backs coach, has a lot of different drills that they put these guys through.
Welcome back to Steelers Daily. I'm your host, Eddie Provident. With me is the DK Pittsburgh Sports Editor-in-Chief, Dale Lawley. Dale, before we get going, we just want to talk a little bit about the star of the show, honestly, the straw that stirs the drink for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Ben Roethlisberger. Anytime he does anything, it seems like it makes front page news. What'd you think of Ben's arm and all of the question marks around that? What'd you think about how he looked? Was he in shape? Was he out of shape? All these different things that people like to talk about on social media. What do you think?
Well, Eddie, this is my 28th Steelers training camp. And contrary to popular belief, Ben Roethlisberger has not been here for all 28 of those, just 18. He looked like he normally does. I thought he looked sharp. If what people need to remember is that last year at this time, you were just happy to see Roethlisberger throwing a football in the field. We hadn't seen him throw live yet when they opened training camp last year. So he's a year, another year removed from that elbow surgery. As he said, today was the first day that he's picked up a football since the end of minicamp, and actually thrown a ball except to his son in the backyard. So his arm felt fresh. He looked good. People are always going to question, oh, is he in shape? What's his weight like? Look, folks, they don't call him Little Ben. No, he's not going to have the mobility that he had when he was 25 years old. He's 39 years old. That's the reality of the situation. But I'll say this. The expectation for their offensive line in that building right over there is much higher than I think the expectation is maybe in Steelers Nation and as well, especially nationwide. And you'll hear Coach Tomlin talk about that here.
You know, I don't worry about how you led into that. We're here working. We got capable guys. There's an expectation here that those guys are going to deliver, to be quite honest with you. I'm not going to be surprised when they do. As a matter of fact, we expect them to. And so, you know, you can write a rag to riches tale if you so choose, like we're starting at ground zero or in the basement, if you will. But we don't see it that way. And we definitely don't expect our results to be elementary. You know, I mean, we don't have a bar set real high. We were last in the league in rushing. So we got nowhere to go but up from certain aspects of that. It's not something that we fear, no.
Wrapping up with the offensive line, I know we talked a little bit about Kendrick Green. We talked about Trey Turner coming into camp. What do you expect for the offensive line? It's obviously a young group. It's a brand new group for the most part. What's your expectations this year?
I mean, you know, they're going to be growing pains. But as you heard Mike Tomlin say, they had nowhere to go but up in terms of running the football. Najee Harris will help that. They'll run the ball much more effectively than they did a year ago. And, you know, I think if you do that, it takes some pressure off of the offensive line to perform. Are they going to give up, I think, the 13 sacks that they did last year? Probably not. They'll probably give up a few more than that. As I said, there are going to be some growing pains there. It's a whole new group of guys working together for the first time. But I don't expect it to be the train wreck that some people do.
No, I don't think so either. I think that I'm high on Zach Banner. I think he's going to have a big season. I think that he's hungry, especially coming off of that knee injury. So I think I also have high expectations for the offensive line. That pretty much wraps up day one of training camp. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever new news we have. I'm Eddie Provident for Dale Lawley and for DK Pittsburgh Sports. This has been Steelers Daily. Thanks.